everybody. Welcome back to Steelers Live. It, of course, is Coordinator Thursday, so let's take a listen to defensive coordinator Keith Butler.
You've heard this 1,000 times. It's a standard is a standard. It don't make any difference who we lose and all that stuff. We still got to play. And this is going to be a tough game for us. This game has always been close. I think the first time we played on this year was a little bit different than it's always been. It's normally been a three-point game every time we play these guys. And I'm sure it's going to be something like that this game right here because, you know, they're still fighting for it. Their record is such they're trying to get into the playoffs. They've been playing well. They've been consistent on what they're doing. So it's going to be a hard game for us to win. And so we got to have everybody, and we got to play our best game because we know we're going to get their best game.
All right, Tunch, a lot can change from beautiful sunny weather in Baltimore to December football at Heinz Field coming up on Sunday night. Seems there's always something at stake for one of the teams or even both when these two teams get together in the fourth quarter of the season. What's the biggest difference about their offense that you're seeing now?
You know, Missy, when we saw their offense early in the season, they did not have a rhythm. There was not the chemistry that there is now. As a matter of fact, I don't want to say that there was kind of disputes or personality conflicts, because I didn't see any of that. But when you look at Marty Morningwig, who's their offensive coordinator, he's a West Coast guy. And his belief is the short passes are the best way to move the chains. And to him, the short pass is just an extension of the running game. And he gets that from Mike Holmgren and when he coached with him. Where you look at Joe Flacco is more of a vertical guy. He wants to put the ball down, but he's more of a Sid Gilman guy. They want to run the ball. They want to play power running. And we did see that in the first game. As a matter of fact, both teams, both the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers came out with two tights on their opening drive and Rosie Nix at fullback. The Ravens came out with three tight ends on their opening drive. Both teams are saying, hey, we want to run the ball. We want to establish the run. We want to oppose our will. That was the first play of the game. And Alex Collins went like 24 yards on the opening play of the game, just a quick outside zone. Steelers did a much better job of shutting it down as the day went on. But when you look at Alex Collins, he's got over 700 rushing yards. He's doing a great job. 4.9 average a carry. Very physical. Has a great jump cut. But getting back to my original statement about how that offense is different, they're in a much better rhythm now. And they're taking more shots down the field. It's almost like Flacco is saying, hey, coach, let me rip it this way. Let me just cut it loose a little bit. And he's done a much better job. He did a great job of that last week versus Detroit. 2 weeks ago as well. Don't be surprised if he takes a lot of shots downfield. Look, they'll take the underneath stuff to Jeremy Maclin, and, you know, Ben Watson's their leading receiver at tight end. At 36, he's their leading receiver. He doesn't have the speed that he once did, but he's still very crafty, does a great job of getting open. It is not unusual for them to use all three of their tight ends at once. Nick Boyle is the number two tight end. Max Williams is the number three tight end. They do a really good job of trying to ISO on those guys. The other guy they try to get involved in the offense early is Jeremy Maclin. And then, of course, they have Mike Wallace, still a one-trick pony. But when that one trick is a 4-2-40, hey, that's a pretty good trick. And so they're going to try to blow the top off the coverage with him going down the field. They went to him last week, did a nice job. They're going to continue to do that this week here in Heinz Field.
All right, Lavs, I know you like to live in your fears. They are riding a three-game winning streak coming into Heinz Field on Sunday. What makes you nervous about the Ravens' offense?
Well, I mean, one of the things that, you know, was happening with the Ravens' offense back when these teams met the first time, they were having a lot of problems. They had just made the change, as Tunch was explaining, to the West Coast thing, trying to get Joe Flacco's mindset, meshing with Marty Morningwig's preferred philosophy. There were some bumps along the road, that's for sure. But one of the things that this offense really has depended upon recently, especially, is its defense helping it out, and we'll get to that in the next segment. But the Ravens lead the NFL with 29 takeaways, and they lead the NFL among those 29 takeaways are 20 interceptions. So you know, the thing about the Ravens offense is its opportunistic qualities. It has been able to take advantage of those takeaways and convert them into points. But, you know, only 22 of the 29 touchdowns the Ravens have scored have been offensive touchdowns. They have 7 touchdowns either on defense or returns. So I think that what the Steelers need to do with their own offense is not turn the ball over, and I think that will help their defense control the Ravens' offense.
You know, Labs, their secondary, their defense, has a transition game like the Showtime L.A. Lakers. I mean, they take the ball, and they're thinking score.
Yeah.
They're thinking score.
All right, we're going to get to their defense in just a minute. Time for a quick break. Up next, hear from Todd Haley.